Ossington, Ossington, the Hacker Podcast, the Dark Web Today podcast people, and like Mr. Hill and all that, they want you to wake up and like go on Twitter. Come on, come on. Oh.
Now My name is also Roy.
All right, sir. Thank you for confirming. Wonderful, sir. Your computer is connected with our secure server.
Well, now, the mouse,
I will work on your computer, sir. Now, please show me that what kind of message you are getting, sir.
Okay. Hang on. Look. What was it? Yeah. It's not working. You see that? So, like
let
this.
Let me check, sir.
Error. Called not. Oh, it's gone. That's what keep happening, you see? I can't play the game anymore and get an error or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Am I...
All right, let me check. Don't worry.
My web browser says it's not private anymore to go to the web or something like that.
All right, so don't worry. Leave your computer as this.
Okay.
I will work on your computer. How old this computer is, sir?
It's quite old. I'm not sure. Maybe 7 years?
All right. And how many people use this computer, sir?
Only me. It's my own.
All right. And how many people use this computer? Just you, right?
Yes.
And so what sort of work you do on this computer? Like to play games, Facebook, YouTube, checking emails, online shopping, banking?
Yeah, I'm a true gamer, you see. I play a lot of video games. You can't see that
right.
On
so
my desktop, right?
Mm-hmm. Right, so right.
This
so
is
you are
one
getting
of the warnings.
Alert message.
Yeah, I had this as well, by the way. This also, yes.
Alright, sir. So do you have any idea about this Windows Alert, that why you are getting this Windows Alert message on your computer?
Well, I think I installed something bad, right?
So let me diagnose your computer.
Okay.
Now, do you see these errors?
Yeah,
warnings.
I do. Yes.
So, do you have any idea about these errors and warnings, what you are getting in your computer? These all are the Windows Alert
maybe it's from
you are
the video game. Is it from the video game that doesn't
is not
work?
From the, no, so that is not from the video game.
Oh, but that also
let
says
me check.
Error,
let me check.
Right? Okay.
Let me check. And so, do you have any kind of network security installed on this computer?
Yeah, I do, but I don't like it. It doesn't seem to help at all. It's called PC Purifier.
Mm-hmm.
It's installed.
All right. Mm-hmm. All right.
I wanted to get a better one, but I'm not sure which one is like the best to buy. You see?
All right. So let me check.
Can you show me one?
And so do you do online shopping, online banking, or do you pay bills on your computer?
Yeah, well, I use Bitcoin sometimes to buy some drugs, you see, on the dark web.
All right. And so when did you check your emails last time on this computer?
I don't do it on this computer.
All right, and how many devices you are using at your place, like iPhone, iPad, Kindle, another computer, or laptop?
I got 4 desktops running.
Uh-huh.
One is a
right.
Server, the other is for internet mostly. This is my game computer, and I have one that is not plugged in at the moment.
All right. I got you, sir. So, along with all the devices, how many devices you have at your place, sir?
11.
You have 11 devices at your place, right? And
yes.
They all are connected with the same network.
That's correct, yes.
Alright, sir. Now I'm gonna check the network status of your computer so that we can find out the status of your machine, okay?
Yes, okay.
Now you can see here active internet connections.
Yes.
Do you see active connections?
Yes, I do.
Local addresses. These all are the local IP addresses of your machine which are registered on your name, on your address by the state government to all of your devices, whatever you are using at
that time. Not my name.
But the strange is... Right, sir. But the strange is here that there are foreign addresses which have been established with your network, and these all are the foreign addresses. And these all are the hackers who are trying to steal your information. They are getting all your identities and informations like your email addresses, passwords, Facebook account details, your confidential financial information, your social security number, all your information are at risk.
That sounds bad.
So how do we find out who
are the hackers? How can we find it out?
All right, so let me show you. Let me check it out.
Let me grab a piece of paper. Hang on. Okay?
All right.
I need to, hang on. 216115218. That's the IP address, right?
Right.
Okay, I'm writing it down.
Now
I'm going to check
that who is trying to steal your information, okay?
Yeah, go to whoip.com, I think. That's how you can tell.
Leave it as it is. So I'm going to check that who is the hacker who is trying to steal your identities from your network. Let me check.
Could they be Russian?
Let me check, sir.
Interpol?
Now you can see this scanning for the Interpol database.
It's Nikolai. I know him. That's Nikolai.
You know him?
Yes.
Right. That's Nikolai.
That bastard.
So how do you know him, sir?
Well, that's a long story. Do you know George?
Mm-hmm.
He was one of your customers. And some hacker interrupted and it was Nikolai.
These are the same hackers who are trying to steal your information on your computer.
Well, that's why I got the IP address on paper. I will call my Russian friend who can hack him.
Mm-hmm.
I know a Russian
hacker. All right.
So are you with the Interpol?
Yes, sir. So in this case, to remove all these hackers, you need to get the network security to remove all these hackers, to block all these hackers from your entire network, and they would be... you need to get the network security from the Microsoft, okay?
Yeah, I understand that. Should I call the FBI right now?
I'll let you know, sir. So we do have two types of network securities available here.
Hang on.
Like level security.
He is wanted criminal, right? And we got his IP address.
Right.
We should call the cops right now, immediately. Right.
You need to get the network security, sir, because your cops, they are not the technical savvy. They cannot get into your network without the technical knowledge.
But, hang on, can
you
I do something real quick?
Security.
Then I will pay you, hang on.
Yes. Okay.
Let's find out. Oh, hang on. Yeah, it's like, who is? This. We will find out right now where Nikolai is based. We're gonna find him, okay?
Okay.
That bastard belongs in jail. What is this? Storefront. Okay.
Storefront.
Yes. This guy? Located in the United States, in Goleta.
The States, yes.
Mm-hmm. Why is his net name Citrix Online? Just like your program. Why is that?
Which?
According to my information,
mm-hmm.
You are the hacker.
Who told you?
Well, smart guy, I'm a hacker myself. And this is fake. This is actually... I can actually code for real like this. Did you know that? I can do this for real. I don't have to do like I can do it. So, yeah. This is also a fake pop-up. Very fair. Yeah, I got your IP address now.
What is my IP address?
This. But you're using
this
a proxy.
This is not my IP address.
You're using a proxy.
This is not my IP address.
I know that you're in India.